step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Guys, coming in hot, a little stressed. I just left my house. So about an hour ago, I pulled into my house to grab something, and I see, like, on my street, basically next to my house, I see somewhere between like 9 and 12 police cars.
Oh.
And not even like patrol cars. These are like blacked out, like black, like SUVs.
Oh.
I didn't even know like our town had that. That seems like too many. Black SUVs.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Would these come from out of town? Like, why do we have 10 on?
Like Secret Service vibes? Like Taylor Swift is next door? Or
yeah, we brought some from Memphis. And no, I think they still said police. Like, I wasn't just like truly blacked out, but it was like, it was a police SUV. And I had never seen that many concentrated. So it was like 10 police, you know, whatever, SUVs, and then an ambulance all blocking my street. I go, whoa, that's pretty serious. I don't know what to make of that. And then an hour later, now I'm on my way to y'all's house, podcast here. I'm like, I got to drive by and let's check in on the boys.
Yeah.
And now about half the cars have left, but in its place in the street, now there is a large white tent. You can't see into it. Like, they've got white tarps all on the outside of this tent. And I saw a woman with a mask and gloves walk into the tent.
What?
So, I mean, I'm instantly grabbed my phone.
On the street?
ChatGPT. Okay, so there's about 10 cop cars an hour ago. Now it's only 5. There's a white tent. You know, I'm like, what does this mean?
It wasn't like in someone's yard. It was like on the street.
It was on the street. They built this makeshift tent. So before I tell you what the internet says, do you guys have any guesses? Like, what does the white tent mean?
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, they found
something.
The missing link.
Can't let them.
Your neighborhood is patient zero for the newest infectious disease.
Yep.
Yes.
Is that what ChatGPT said?
Yeah. Kind of.
Oh.
Yeah. I have like this like far right GPT. And so it was like that is like a makeshift forensics lab. Like, they are doing like forensics right now. They are testing evidence right now. So I think somebody got murdered on my street this morning.
Whoa.
Was it, you saw no like car accident? There was no like remains or like...
Remains?
Like car
did you,
remains.
Do you see a,
like a small intestine?
Like an arm.
That would be
leg.
A clue. Jake comes over with, I found an arm.
I got left.
Do you guys want to see this before I throw it away?
I meant like, you know, glass on the ground or like... You know, like a car that looked like it had been an accident or anything.
There were no remains of a car accident. This seems...
And it's not connected to any house. It's like not in a driveway, anywhere close.
It was like, I mean, maybe at one point it was like in a house, but it was like in the street.
So it's
now.
Blocking the street.
Yeah, both sides.
That's annoying. That's the worst part.
First, they made me throw away the arm. Now I can't drive down my street.
You're just hey, move the lab.
How much longer is the fireworks tent going to be in front of my driveway?
Okay.
I'll take two.
That's all it is. It's just a small business.
Two snakes and sparklers, please.
Yes, please. That's wild.
But yeah, they're
keep
like,
us posted.
Yeah. So what I did is on the way here, I'm like, finally an excuse to download the Nextdoor app. Cause I've heard about this for years. I've seen memes about it. And I was like, this is it. Oh, I can't even imagine the buzz on the Nextdoor app. Hurry, make an account. Yeah, I'm like pulling over to do this. I'm so excited. And boy, am I disappointed.
Nothing
on that. I'll tell you what there is everybody in the city needs landscaping. They need gutters. Nextdoor app is just like the Craigslist with pictures. No one is, there's no drama. There's no rumors. There's no, I thought there'd maybe be some, I don't know, wife swap going on. No, it's just, hey, Bush is getting big. Anybody have shears?
It really...
It's the most boring app I've ever seen. Someone in there, which all that stuff makes sense. Hey, is anyone in the area do landscaping? I kid you not, I saw a post that said, anyone do taxes? You don't need someone in your neighborhood to do your taxes.
Hey, guys, any neighbors in the, I want to support the neighborhood.
I'd like them to be able to walk here. I'd like to look them in the eye in the next 60 seconds.
There's always at least one Karen on the neighborhood app. And so if it's silent, maybe.
I can't find it.
She's in the tent.
Why? Like, why isn't there more going on? I mean, just it's like all next door is insane. Every other post is an ad. I don't know if you guys are on this.
Well,
app.
I think it's time for you to post.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Ooh, yeah, I become the guy?
Hey guys, first time poster. Has anyone noticed the 19 SUV? You're just kind of like, am I seeing things?
Is it just me? And they're all like, boo, we need a landscaper. We don't need this info here.
So we have Ring. And so I have the Ring app, which is a similar setup where people like neighbors post. Okay. I got next door for one of our other houses. And I just immediately deleted it. It was horrible.
What kind of posts were on there?
On the next door.
On Ring.
On Ring. They're very similar.
Same lifestyle.
It's mostly just, yeah. Lost package. Anyone missing this pack? Like, it's nothing.
Well, and then I made her delete it because we moved downtown and we were a safe enough spot, but a mile and a half from us is where people get shot.
Gotcha.
And so it'd be like near you, 1.9 miles away. Guy got shot.
Yeah.
Hey, someone got to pick up the guy that got shot. and Kate, and I'd be like, just delete that. We're not over there. We don't need to read that.
So have you tried to Google it?
I just tried nothing.
Really?
Yeah, nothing. So
we'll find out.
Let's see if we get any bites. Anyone hits you up? We have a great episode. Okay, we're gonna dive in more on that. I had some great shows. Thank you for the love. I got back to flooding in our basement. Illnesses. We're back, baby. Katie's still pregnant.
Congrats.
Mm-hmm. Doing good.
Yep.
Baby's kicking.
Yep.
Boy or girl? We're not finding out. But what do you think?
I'm still leaning boy.
Still leaning boy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well.
Based off symptoms. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can't wait to hear more about that. Love you guys. Please review us. Give us 5 stars. Leave a comment. Join our Patreon for an extra episode every week. And let's do this. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
The Relatable Tour rolls on and it's almost over. I have like 15 cities left. So go. The tickets are going fast. TreyKennedy.com. Next up, Glendale, California, up to Seattle, Washington, Salem, Oregon. Then a couple weeks later, Boise, Idaho, Salt Lake, Denver. We're going down to Houston, Texas, Oklahoma City. 2 shows, 1 sold out, where we're taping the special. Then wrapping up, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Jacksonville, Florida, Richmond, Virginia, Charleston, South Carolina, St. Louis, Fayetteville, Arkansas, and last but not least, Greenville area. Talking to you, Spartanburg.
Hey,
South Carolina.
Spartanburg.
Get tickets. Thanks for all the love so far. Just a few cities left. Go get tickets. TreyKennedy.com/tour. I was walking down the street during a gig, like going to get coffee, and I walked across train tracks, and there was just like huge pieces of a car left behind, like clearly a massive collision.
Wow.
On a and train track?
Like a little off it. Like maybe at least did that, but it's just, I go, it looked like somebody might have died here 24 hours ago. It's just crazy when you think about, it's like someone in a house in our neighborhood right now. What are the odds someone was murdered in a house in our neighborhood at some point in time, ever?
I like playing 100%? The what if game. I like this.
50%? I don't know.
Have I ever shaken hands with someone who has taken someone else's life?
I bet surely at not. Age 30.
You think surely not?
Oh, I think 100%.
What about a veteran?
100%.
Okay, a veteran. Otherwise, they would be in jail.
You ever met a veteran? That's
yes.
What I'm saying. They're out there.
Yes, but that's not like a, not someone who just like it's murdered someone.
Oh, you support that.
Okay. Whoa. Okay. That's why I didn't say
Katie,
that.
I wouldn't have gone down this path. But
okay.
You made your choice. Katie.
Do you ever think about how many people watch your videos that one of them out there is a psycho? Like,
oh, yes. That's a good
odds are.
Yeah.
Yes, Derek, that's why we don't want people to know where we live.
Oh, yeah. We got a couple. Again, I'm very grateful that I feel like anyone who wants to say hi to me is a fan, follower. They almost like 99.9% of the time are nice and normal. But you go, there's got to be one out there. There's got to be one.
There's no way I just bat 1,000 my entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just like inviting them right now because I feel like there's a weird energy now. You're just like, let me know who you are.
Yeah, yeah. We're so in the dark.
I don't really want to find you. Just. I do. Okay. I do have. I feel like when we lived downtown and we would hear sirens pretty frequently, it became like immune to it because I was like, it's kind of happening over there, whatever. But I feel like where we live now, when I hear sirens or like, you know, I'm like, ooh, so that's that. Cause it's like, we live in a neighborhood where it's mostly families. And so it's like, probably like that.
Someone's on the wrong part
like
of town.
That was probably like a gunshot like where we used to live. And here it's probably like someone needs an ambulance because they're having a heart attack. Like
an elderly person fell over.
Yeah.
I think it's normal. You get become a mother, you get in a nicer neighborhood and the Karen's there. It's out. Like there's a guy walking in the neighborhood, like doing kind of a tough walk with a hood on. And she was like, what's he doing?
Who is that?
Who's that?
Who's young? Whose boy is that?
I go, he's just a weird guy walking. I don't know. What's he doing?
He doesn't belong here.
He was white. He just looks sketchy.
He didn't belong in a different way.
But anyway, Derek shot him.
I got his arm.
All right. Oh, that's wild. Well, so many SUVs too. You know what? SUVs. I heard this. The police SUVs. They're like, they're just kind of tagging along because they don't need them as much now. Because you know why? Ozempic.
Oh, I see.
They just need little cars now.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's getting smaller.
Everything.
They had to bring
Wendy's has layoffs. Planes are saving on fuel. Big and tall companies are shutting their doors left and right.
Yeah, they're just tall. Like it. I mean, no, it's not shrinking the height.
Just tall.
It's just tall. Yeah.
Tall and gaunt. They're rebranding from big and tall to gaunt and tall.
I wish they would have had that all years ago.
She'll be first in line when she's
not pregnant. When I was a high schooler, that would have been
gaunt really
spot
tall.
Spot on, yeah.
Yeah.
You are, and you gave it to our daughter. I see my beautiful 18-month-old daughter, and she's built like a Twizzler. I mean, it's
Gumby.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's wild, dude. Respect though. We've got a little. We had to push this pod back a couple of days. Thank you guys, because you walked in. There's fans. There's flooding. Our kids were ill. Shout out Thomas. He's a beast, dude. Anyone have a toddler built like this? Where I don't know if you, Derek, like our toddler. He's laying on the couch. You know, like this. You ever been so sick you just lay there and stare at the ceiling? He was doing that. All right, let's go to bed. He goes, not tired. Not tired. As he's like falling asleep, he's like, and then he starts grasping
his straws. His eyes are literally rolling in the back of his head.
Because he said he didn't want to eat. I go, let's just go to bed. He's like, I'll eat anything. I'll go. I go, come on. I mean, laying in bed, like, get me out. I'm not. It's like DiCaprio and Wolf of Wall Street when he's on Quaaludes.
Oh, and he like is crawling to get in his house.
I'm not. That's my son in his bed, 101 temperature. I'm not tired. He's a savage, dude. He's never once said, I'm tired, put me to bed.
No,
respect
never
that at
once.
This point.
Yeah. Never
it's wild.
Once.
But we came back. Great shows in Michigan. Detroit's fun. Grand Rapids. That's one of those. It's one of those cities when people ask me the horrible question. You got any favorite cities? Any favorite cheat? I go, I'm there for 3 hours. But Grand Rapids sells well, and it's a weird city. You never think what a great place to be.
Okay.
Necessarily, right? It's not a famous city, but it's a great city. It's fun stuff going on there.
You just say Grand Rapids is slept on.
It is slept on. It's the home of Amway.
Okay.
Is that still going?
Oh, it's going.
Oh. Okay.
People started it, built the auditorium I played in.
Oh, all right.
They're killing it. I'm surprised you're not in. Have you not been asked to join an MLM yet? You're a good candidate.
Am I?
Not once.
Yeah. Your stay-at-home mom sitting around doing nothing.
I think back in
right
back early 20s, I feel like there maybe was like twice. I feel like people were like, "You're trying to model, right? You got some spare time?"
Yeah.
And yeah, I said no. But now, I mean, am I a good candidate? I'm not like a harass people kind of person, so I don't really feel like I'm a good candidate.
Pregnant you does.
Well, should I reach out?
Yeah, I think whenever you're pregnant, you should sell them. You're very aggressive and scary.
Okay, yeah.
And I think you could climb right to the top of the pyramid.
I would love that, yeah.
All right, great. And I came home, and you just... I love being a parent, but you have times more and more where you go, I'm like talking to Alan. Who plays piano.
Yeah.
Single dude, living alone. It was almost like, I don't know. What's a good period? It's when you're like living vicariously through someone. What's it like? You know, what's it like being in the NBA? You're asking them, I'm like, what do you, like, want me to, walk me through what you're going to do when you get home.
Yeah, walk me through sleeping in tomorrow.
He's like, I'm old, man. He's like, I'm going to land. It's a big day for sports. I'm just going to lay down, order some food, watch golf.
You're like, kind of, you're not going to count soccer. Calories? He's like, I'm not going to count calories.
No,
like,
I'm not.
I knew it.
I think you're just going to lay there.
You might DoorDash like Taco Bell later tonight. I might DoorDash Taco Bell later.
Oh, wow. I came home. He came home from Saturday, laid on his couch, ordered wings, watched sports, went to sleep. I came over Saturday, flooding in the basement. I'm trying to deal with the flooding. I have a toddler climbing on my back. What's that pipe do? Where's that? Is that that? And I go, all right, I'm figuring it out.
He was really excited that yeah, we that had cute. Destruction in our home.
And then we go immediately to two kids' birthday parties. Bam, bam. Sandboxes. Someone's basement. Drinking sodas. And then right into the nighttime. And the next day I wake up and I had a guy's night planned. Well, I go, okay, we rarely do this. So I go, we have a Judge Jake. Should we just get right into Judge Jake?
Yeah.
Okay. May we...
This is about the guy who doesn't belong in the neighborhood. No, I don't ask.
I'm taking you to court right now. Served.
All right.
You're serving, by the way. You look beautiful.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
It's a tactic.
Yeah,
it's
I good. Know.
Lay a base. Lay yeah. a base.
And so I go, you know what? I you ever feel a little ill? And you go, is it illness brewing or am I just really tired? We've all been there, right?
Oh, yeah. Or even, you're right I feel there. Like it's a lot of like, I ate an hour ago and I don't eat that food that often.
Yes.
Am I about to get sick or I just not have like a ton of like tzatziki sauce?
Yes.
That's normally what it is
and
for
then
me.
You eat dinner and you're kind of like, well, there's a little energy. No, you know what?
I think I'm fine. Yeah.
So this is exactly what happened. I get dinner in me. I go, you know what? I'm doing better. I'm fine. I'm going to go out with my buddies and I'll just won't stay out as late as I usually do. Because I think I'm just super tired. I need to sleep. I can't be sleep deprived again.
There's a weird guy in the neighborhood walking around a hood. I need to be home.
Yes. So we get there. Meet a few buddies. We pop to a couple bars. I'm in bed at 11:30 p.m.
Okay.
Okay. I'm awake.
Objection?
No, objection. No, let me. No, opening statement.
It was objection. Midnight. Okay.
No, it was 11:30.
It was midnight.
Okay. 11:30.
Midnight.
And which is very reasonable, as our kids most likely sleep till 7 these days.
Okay.
Which they do. 7-ish hours of sleep. Great, right? Good. But I wake up, and I've slept poorly because in the night, I'm waking up, I'm going, oh boy, yeah, I made the wrong call. I'm ill.
Okay.
3-8 year toss and turning, I'm a cold. So I wake up to a wife who goes, hey, your kids are, go get the kids. Which is already scary because she's usually pretty happy to get the kids. And I go, babe, I got to be honest, I'm very ill. I feel terrible. And she appeared to me, Judge, to have maybe already made up her mind in a lot of ways. She goes, well, you should have gone out. You should have been out so late. Go get your kids. And I was met with a wrath that, I just had to suck it up and take it. And I couldn't. She was of the opinion that I went out and had a wild and crazy night, and that's why I don't feel good. Where I said, the beautiful defendant here. I said, I swear, I had 3 beers and I was in bed by 11:30. I was the first guy to leave guy's night. I was a good boy. I have an illness. She said, I don't care, and she treated me like a slave that day. Opening statement done.
Okay. Your opportunity.
There's so many things to say. I had solo parented, let's see, you were gone 3 nights and 2 nights, 5 nights of the last 8.
Okay.
Incorrect.
5 of the last 8.
You were gone 3 nights and then you were gone 2 nights.
There's your 5.
Yeah, there's 5. Well, what about, I don't, I think 9. 5 out of 9.
Okay. Was still more than half.
So
I just
like to, for the jury to make point of the record that her job as a mother is a chore and a would you call it a nuisance?
It's not your time. Please okay. Stop talking.
Sorry.
So I was tired. I have a 2-year-old, a 1-year-old, and I'm pregnant. I was tired.
It's 3.
And...
misleading.
I said, that's fine. You can have guys' night after bedtime. I'm probably just going to like crash, whatever, alone time, whatever. And so then it comes time for the night. I can tell he's maybe not feeling so great before he goes. And I'm like, okay. And I will, no, I like no, to point
no,
out.
No, didn't feel sorry for me at all. She's annoyed by it, I guess.
I have been ill.
Gross.
All those solo parenting gross. Days, I was ill. Anyways.
First I've heard of this, to be honest. All 5 days you were ill?
No, but some of them I were. Not to mention I'm pregnant, a type of ill you could never comprehend. And he doesn't.
You ever had food cravings?
Doesn't even. He dips out about 10 minutes before the toddler goes to bed. So I was already a little annoyed. I'm like, I kind of feel like
wait,
you could
have just. Pre-bedtime?
I feel like you could have just stayed those 10 minutes just to like be with us, put him to bed.
Okay.
I feel like that was part of the deal. So I was already a little bit like, that was annoying. Whatever, whatever. Just brush it off. Whatever. Going to go eat my ice cream in peace. Okay. And then he came home. I was still awake.
So, and be a beast? What'd you say?
In peace.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just want the courtroom to hear it.
But I can be a beast.
I was going to just eat my ice cream like a beast now that he's gone. Two spoons. Nah, no spoons.
No spoons.
I just went right there. And he comes home and like, doesn't even say anything to me. I'm sitting on the couch. He just says nothing to me. Just nothing. Goes to the room.
And I'm happy to answer that, Your Honor.
Just goes to the room. Why did that? Gets ready for bed. And I'm like,
very, that is weird. You just entered your home and didn't yes, address your wife.
I walked right to my bed and was asleep in 30 seconds.
He like, I go in there as he's like brushing his teeth. And I was like, did you have fun? He just goes, yeah. And I was like, okay. So that's in my mind. I'm like, he's trying to hide something from me.
Oh, what's her name?
Yeah, no, not no. that. I think he's had a maybe a little bit more than he thought he should have.
And he's
had.
Trying to hide that.
Mm-hmm.
That's and
then,
so crazy.
And then you lay down.
I was so hammered. If I talk, she'd, yeah, who's your game? Like, you, when I just walked in, I probably had the flu and I was exhausted. And the reason I was. Sorry, finish your clothes.
Yeah, okay. Just, and then he lays down
do you think
and he's
this opening statement would go in the courtroom.
And then so he lays right? down and he's asleep in 30 seconds, which the only other time I've known him to do that is when he has had a few too many.
Or sick.
No.
A few too many germs.
Uh-huh. And so I'm like, all right, I'm annoyed. I'm right. super annoyed. And that's when in my mind, I made up in my head that he's getting zero pity the next day. And
you had predetermined
that. And I thought that. And then I also made up in my mind, if he hadn't had too much to drink and he is just sick, then he should have just stayed home like a responsible parent.
That's fair.
And so either way, I was going to be mad. So that is how he woke up. And that's how I decided that I don't get a choice. I don't get a choice to be sick and lay in bed.
All right.
I have to get up every day.
End it.
So case closed.
Is it possible in a courtroom? They'd be like, hey, we're getting too many details. That's what they do. That's what the judge does in the courtroom.
Yeah.
Too ooh, many.
Tone it down.
Less details. I think. Okay. Your Honor. There's a lot to uncover here. We got to wrap it up, though. It's dragging on. But I have a lot of thoughts. But it.
Do you want to ask some questions? Do you feel like you deserved the predetermined pity?
And that's what I learned from my opening statement when I woke up. And you just know, I go, oh, she woke up angry. She's been just laying there sleeping like this.
Like a beast.
Like a beast. Just angry for 12 hours straight. So
I
there's nothing I could do.
Premeditated pity.
Premeditated lack of pity is unfair. And unjust, and I just like to say I felt fine when I went out. It's possible to feel fine and then 4 hours later feel sick. We acknowledge that, right? The courtroom acknowledges that. That's possible. I feel fine. 4 hours later, I don't feel fine. It's possible. So that's what happened.
Clarification. You felt 100% healthy when you went out because you just said
no.
You
I haven't felt 100% since I put Thomas in you, dude. So let's get that straight. Okay. This is what we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. So if you feel 70%. And I have an opportunity to see people that I don't, that I'm not related to or married to for 2.5 hours, you're going to go do it. All right? So I went and did it. And a big issue we have when daddy leaves the house as mommy is unable to go to bed without daddy. So if I come home at one, she's in the living room watching Friends, and I go, what are we doing? And so I even texted her at about 10:45 because I knew. And I go, take your sleeping pill and go to bed.
Start brushing your teeth.
And what your pillows
coming home.
Is that text was ignored.
My phone was on the charger.
Yay. She never ignores me. I go, she must be asleep. I walked into this woman, living room, just kick back, watch the show. Hey.
I was
furious.
But it was so early. It was only 11:30. It was so early. So it didn't matter. It was so early. Got a good night's sleep.
I can step out.
Yeah, this is weird.
You brought it up.
It's just a lot of sexual tension, I feel like.
That's what it is.
I don't know what's about to happen.
That's
what
it is. That's my go-to. Whoa, hey, Katie.
Okay, try to keep your hands off me before we get done talking about this.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
So anyway, we both said sorry. It's fine. It's a funny story. Love you. Yeah. Who was right?
Who was right?
Uh-huh.
Good question.
I think Jake's a little scared in this situation.
Yeah, I don't want to see. I feel like your stomach betrayed you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you probably should have addressed your wife when you got home.
Mm. Okay, I'll do that next time. Good advice.
You know what? It's so funny because that would have solved all of the issues if he would have just walked in and said,
I was so mad you weren't asleep. I was just like, why? Like, what are we doing?
Because you can stay out and have fun and have some time. I can't have any time.
Well, I just think it,
anyways,
I think
you could have just come home and said, like, wow, I feel way worse now. I feel so sick. I'm going to bed. And then all of that would have been none of
can
that.
Can I ask you a question unrelated to most of this? Mm-hmm. Why was your phone on a charger like before you went to sleep?
Because it died.
Doing what? How did
see, this is what she does, Your Honor. She knows what you're trying to ask. She just gaslights everyone all the time.
Well?
Oh, because it ran out of battery, as if you're that stupid. That's what you're asking. This is what she does.
Oh, it needed a charge. Yeah. So that's what I was doing.
Oh, yeah.
I was charging it up.
Yeah, it is confusing. Why was your phone dead at that hour? You didn't charge it the night before?
I charge it every night, but the baby monitor app on my phone really runs it down all day.
Oh, yeah. We got to have that.
And you have the iPhone 17. It's the latest model.
The Air, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. It just runs the battery a lot when you turn on the baby monitor all day and put it full blast for some reason. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So. And Alan's weekend was pure bliss. Hey, sickness or not, though, I'm staying locked in. I'm eating right on the road. I'm doing better than I've done in a long, long time. Limiting the calories, doing good. And Factors, I was a big fan before they even a sponsor, proud sponsor of this podcast, continue to be a huge reason I'm locked in. Okay, just wait. You guys aren't even going to recognize me in a couple months.
My
special is in, we're taping my special in mid-April,
April 18th.
I do it shirtless.
String bean.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was shirtless.
It's a different technique.
And the camera won't be able to focus on me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They'll be like, this doesn't make sense.
So, 1, 2, 3. How many apps does he have?
Factor. Deliver right to your front door. Never frozen. Ready to get. Microwave it. Couple minutes or so. Eat it. Delicious. 100 rotating weekly meals to keep things fresh and delicious. You pick them every week. Their website's awesome. They have stuff for everyone. We have vegetarian.
They just, we got a salad for the first time.
Salads are on there now.
Yeah.
Truly makes things convenient. They taste good. They help you meet your goals. I get protein heavy ones. You've done Factors.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, it's easy. You don't have to think about it. Like, I know I'm going to eat vegetables today. Sweet.
That is nice.
Are you doing the Muscle Pro collection? They have a Muscle Pro collection.
This is the first I'm hearing of this, and I'm going to do it. It's the new Muscle Pro collection. Supports strength and recovery. So head to factormeals.com/correctopinions50off. And use codes correctopinions50off to get 50% off and free breakfast for a year. Ooh. Holy cow. So good offer alert. Once again, that's factormeals.com/correctopinions50off and use code correctopinions50off, all one word. And you're going to get 50% off and free breakfast for 1 year. Eat like a pro this month with Factor. New subscribers only, varies by plan. One free breakfast item per box for 1 year while subscription is active.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane, Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen, we both have great lives. And this is, it's fine. And we are doing good. Katie's doing good. And the basement's fine. We have a big birthday party this weekend.
I know the basement coming to town. Needs to be fixed because I was planning on creating a full outer space over in that area. So it's an outer space party.
Wait, let me try to guess. Is there a pun in the name of the party?
There actually isn't.
Oh, okay. Good. Couldn't think of anything.
Yeah.
Ooh, we should throw a pun in there.
Threeness. Like Venus. Best thing I can think of.
I do love, I have loved, but he likes the outer space. What are the planets? And I'm just all about Uranus. I get him.
Yeah.
All you need to know is Uranus, man. And
girls go to Jupiter to get more stupider, but let's really focus on Uranus.
Uranus. So he says Uranus now. No, wipe Uranus. What? Something like that.
No.
You know, like kids, you wipe their butt. No.
No.
Oh, like for the theme of the party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The invitation Stinky just says Uranus. 3, 2, 1 blast off because both the kids run around saying that all day right now. Eva goes, blast off! Really high.
Mm-hmm. That's cute.
Which, yeah.
Yeah, we could think Milky Way. Milky Way.
It's a 3-year-old. He's not having my milk.
I guess that would, that wouldn't work. Dang, that's too bad though.
Dang. Yeah.
Kenny, for just that. Just for that Saturday?
Full time sake? Yeah, treat.
Come on.
There's, treats.
There's none there going right now.
Good with the cookies.
By the way, we have time. How much milk do we have in the deep freeze? And you say we can't use that?
I need to go through and look at the dates. We can, I mean, none for the new baby. We can't use any for the new baby, but I need to like
give some.
Because it only stays good for a year in the deep freeze.
So why do we buy the deep freeze?
I have the same argument, right? I have a deep freeze that's full that we haven't touched all of our kids.
I used the majority of it. That was in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Dead serious?
Yes.
Okay.
There's still like a decent amount, but there was a ton in there. And I used, whenever I would leave, I used a lot of it.
Okay. Good to know.
Speaking of being sick, I had a little bout, probably 36 hours. I don't know what it was. Stomach bug, food poisoning. I don't really know the difference. Pretty unfortunate timing. I would say a bottom three experience of my life. I threw up on an airplane last week.
In the bathroom, I've done that before. It's tough.
Yeah,
I have.
I got to the bathroom.
Okay, that's good.
But just getting to the bathroom was extremely stressful. I'm in the window seat. I didn't like that. Drinks are being served. I mean, I was like a ninja warrior course to pull this off.
Oh no!
You got to wait till someone leaves. You know,
just once.
Just one trip.
Just one puke, or you went double.
One puke would have been nice, but yeah, just one trip. But you've done this too.
This is kind of like my worst nightmare, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I've had a something. I was like, I'm fine. And the landing kind of like car sicked it out of me. So it's like landed and we're taxiing. And I go, oh, no, it's really, oh, no.
This is more serious.
I had to haul it as we were like nearing the gate back there. So, window and the drink cart, that's stressful.
Because the first time I was like, I think we're about to see something here. I need to get out of here. I go, sorry, excuse me. And the girl next to me kind of, I would say, moderately rolls her eyes and does not remove herself from the seat. Just kind of pulls her knees up.
Dude, when people do that, it's crazy. I go, what's about to happen right now? Yeah. I'm just going to rub all over you?
Yeah, and then it's like, I feel like I shouldn't put my crotch in her face. But right now, I feel like I really shouldn't put my butt in her face. How do I go about this? I guess hop over. Or
if you want to pay back, she probably got whatever you had. So
yeah, so I'm getting out to puke. To be like, could you please hurry?
Oh my gosh!
And nothing so really gnarly. Happened then. That was kind of a false alarm, but I did come back with a doggy bag because my seat didn't have one. I was like, all right, now I'm prepped if this happens. And still didn't get out of the seat, and that just caused some tension. I was like, I got to move past this, you know, roadblock here. Every
did
time
she
I want to go
you
out.
Like carrying the doggy bag? I feel like you should have been like, I might need this.
I don't know how to play it. I don't want to freak her out by, you know, like, excuse me, you know, and showing her.
That's the worst.
But maybe I should have. Yeah.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
So we get to, that's making me nauseous. We're going to move on. Correct opinions. Do you guys have any correct opinions? Of course you do.
Yes, we do. It's what we do around here.
It's what we do around here. Mm-hmm. Katie?
I have one. I just left my brain for a second. So let me.
You'd like to pass?
Let me find it in there and I'll get back to you.
All right, mine's quick and easy.
Okay.
My correct opinion is that the phrase "doesn't pull any punches" makes no sense to me. What are you referring to? Like, you know, like, oh yeah, he's the kind of guy, he doesn't pull any punches. So someone is punching and he's refusing to pull it. He doesn't pull any punches.
He doesn't pull any. It's like, ooh, and he pulls it. Ooh, I'm about to punch you, and he pulls it.
He wouldn't.
No.
Some of us would pull punches. He doesn't pull any punches.
He just eats them. Because you guys know this phrase? In a sentence. How do you use it? Man, you know Derek, when he sees a scary guy in his neighborhood, he doesn't pull any punches. Is that how you'd use it?
I don't know what it means, but...
You know Katie, when her husband totally ignores her, she doesn't pull any punches. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I think it's saying that they don't punch, right? They don't. No,
I think
pull.
It's saying you do punch. You don't pull them back. You're just punching a bunch. Hmm.
I'm trying to find a good example of like how to even use this in a sentence. The definition is to speak in an honest way without trying to be kind. Like blunt.
Blunt
for trauma. He doesn't pull any punches.
There's so many phrases that don't make sense.
I'll never use this phrase in my life.
Yeah, stay away from this.
It doesn't make sense.
And you've got to be careful about using too many idioms.
She never pulls her punches when discussing company failures. I don't like that way of saying she's forthcoming and she's direct. She never pulls her punches when discussing company failures. The company report pulled no punches in criticizing the management.
I think it's whenever you hear someone say an idiom, just make him repeat it. Like it's a classic comedian trick when someone in the audience says something stupid, you go, "What'd you say?"
Say that a little louder.
Or if you're ever in a environment where someone says a joke, you go, "Sorry, what'd you say?" And they have to repeat it and you kind of go, "Yeah.
I don't need to be saying
that."
Like that sentence, like all those sentences are something that I read on like the SAT and they're like, use context clues to find out what this means. And you're like, I still don't know.
I like to do it not with idioms, but with people speak in a really basic type of way. Like, well, that was not on my bingo card. I go, what? Oh, what?
Yeah. Hey, well, let me tell you what. Murder on West Street, that was not on the 2026 bingo card.
Oh, sorry. What'd you say there at the end?
There's a murder on my.
No, at the end? What'd you say at the end?
At the end? I said, it's not on my bingo card.
For 2026? What?
Like I just an
you filled out a bingo
I'm
card
kill
this
me
year.
Next.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
yeah, that's great. We have to be like you fill a bingo.
You fill out a bingo card every year.
Do you?
Of course, this wouldn't be on there. How big's your bingo card? You have to fill out everything that's going to happen to you.
Do you know any people who like are so literal that they ask those questions not in a funny way? Because I love those people. They're
called autistic. Yeah. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
I know. We all autistic. Love those people. They're just like, people just like us.
Yeah.
They're capable of amazing things. They
can climb free solo. And, yeah. They do all sorts of stuff.
They can memorize the roster of every Yankees team going back 100 seasons.
Trades.
Okay. They can start Tesla. Yeah, these people are awesome.
They make the world go round, literally. Okay. And they'd be like, well, it's not technically round. It's
Sure. Okay. Sure. Yes. Might be, but I just feel like there are also some. I can think of some like people like our mom's age. You know, it's like kind of the lingo combination with the literalness.
Yeah, just completely ignorant.
Just kind of like, I just think it's so funny because when people say dumb stuff, they're just kind of like, I'm not sure I know what you're talking. You know, it's like very like they're, but it's hilarious.
And it's a reminder not to talk that way. Like I feel like my grandma used to be that way. Like if someone would have said like. I was today years old when I learned this. My grandma would be like, how old are you? Like, it's oh, sorry. I was saying I'm today years old. And then hopefully you realize I don't need to say this anymore. Mm-hmm. I was today years old.
It's tough because I would go, like I said, going to a couple of these kids' birthday parties. You find yourself in these environments where you're small talking, you're meeting people. And it's, yeah, there's great. I really... To any advice, anyone out there, just don't be a hack. Just don't say the things everyone says, right?
You're like, yeah.
You know, yeah, we get dirt on the way. You got your hands full. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You guys are, yeah, we got a 3-year-old, a 1.5-year-old, one on the way. Whoa, you guys are busy.
Oh, zone defense.
Yeah. zone defense, dude. Why are we? Yeah, what? They go, AI is going to take over the world. How, everyone I know is AI already. They say that. Yeah, we're going from two kids to three kids. Ooh, outnumbered. You're outnumbered. You get this big.
Take me to my street and put me in the white tent.
Put me down, dude.
Dude, I was in.
Yeah, pregnant. We're going to have 3 under 3.5. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah, all right. It's just like every conversation. I don't even want to. I just want to switch it up one time and be like, yeah, throw it on the way. I'm not the dad. Just to watch him be like, oh, yeah, what are you? Zone defense. What are you going to say to that? Yeah, if I get custody, just to switch it up a little to get them to be like, break out of their can't compute. Routine. Just to have a little bit of fun at one of these parties.
2 days ago, I was at a Buc-ee's and I walked by two employees, one of them mopping, the other coming out of the bathroom. He goes, Mason, what did I tell you about making messes? And I thought about that for the next 5 minutes. I thought about the type of guy that sees their employee and they go, what did I tell you about spilling on our floor?
What, he's what doing
does that accomplish?
Yeah,
what happens next?
It's just wasting so much time.
Yeah.
And it's just, and I get it. You just want to say something and you don't know what else to say. Just don't.
Just like, yeah, I really did. I thought about it. I thought about my own personality. I thought about my own upbringing. I saw my entire life because Mason made a mess. It really did a number on me.
Like, but I don't will never you ever, say that. But haven't, I mean, I've had my fair share of moments where you say something, you're like,
it's something innate in us where you're like, you just got to fill the silence. And then you just, all your brain can generate or.
I feel like I find myself.
Are you sleeping okay? You know, and it's just like, we don't care.
Humid spring.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, we're all parents here. Do you sleep good? I don't care if you sleep at all. What do I care? Four, 5 hours or seven.
I feel
what'd
like.
What'd you get? Oh, you're flying? Where's the layover? Where's the layover?
Oh, yeah. Easy drive. God, I see that. Of course, it's an easy drive. Yeah,
if there's something that I say a lot, like I'm pregnant or something, I do sometimes feel like I find myself like having something to say immediately after to like
fill
negate
the silence.
Some of those comments.
Oh yeah,
you know, you just kind of keep going, and then they can't.
I do that. I know what you're talking about.
How many weeks? How you feeling?
I'm pregnant. Yeah, we're pregnant with our third. I'm like 20 weeks, feeling good. Like, what are you guys up to today?
Yeah,
20 weeks. They're not tender yet. Just throw them off. Like, yeah. Oh, whoa.
Yeah, I talk about, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Still got some of the deep freeze. What's going on with you?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
My correct opinion, speaking of AI, my correct opinion is if you bring up AI to me, I don't want to talk to you ever again. For men, it's kind of the new sports. It's the new.
And we're kind of in between right now.
Right.
The Olympics doesn't count.
Yeah, Olympics. What do you say? You know. But yeah, Olympics don't count. Men talk about Olympics. Women, you know, they can't take a joke. That's a joke. That was a joke. See this controversy? Katie knows nothing. This is beautiful. Again.
Okay, great.
Let's tap into our.
Great. Her phone's charging. How could she see what was happening?
Our lab rat here. Woo, woo. Katie, tell us your opinion on this. Because there's opinions out there.
You know how I was talking about, hold on, you know how I was talking about those people who kind of like don't really know what's going on and they ask questions because
yeah.
Sometimes I feel like those.
Men's hockey and women's hockey both won the gold medal.
Awesome.
Now, this is rare. Mm-hmm. Because Canada, typically.
Yeah.
Plus Canada, like Norway, Russia. Yeah.
Russia, they've dominated. So this is cool. Very exciting moment. Dramatic. Both win. Woo! And then there's like this clip of Trump calling the men's hockey team. They're on the phone with President Trump. And he's like, hey, great job. Unbelievable. The puck. I've never seen a puck. I don't know. However he talks. And he goes, we'd like to invite you. How about you guys? We'll fly out to the White House. They're like, yeah. And he's like, now, of course, men too. You know, I got to invite the ladies. The girls got to come too. And the locker room goes, ha, ha, ha. I'd be impeached if I didn't invite the girls. Reaction to that.
And how do you think the internet reacted?
Yeah.
What's Katie's reaction first? Go. 3, 2, 1.
Why did he say that? He should have just said like, and I'm inviting the girls.
Ooh, okay. She stands with women. Good answer. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are furious.
Yeah, I would imagine.
He's literally having locker room talk with the boys.
He's locker room talk with the boys. Come on, it's locker room talk with the boys.
And locker room talk should be sexist?
Oh. Yep, unfortunately.
As long as you don't have a pit bull. Right, Derek?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fortunately, it has to. Of course, people are furious.
I mean, he didn't really have a good rep with girls to begin
with. That's a part of it.
That's kind of part of it, for sure.
I just feel for the guys because... Yeah, Trump is Trump, but it's... You're on the phone with the sitting president. He makes it... It reminds me of like when you're at Thanksgiving and like Uncle Leroy's like, well, gentlemen, let's retire because, you know, women are supposed to clean. And you go... Like, that's what kind of half the locker room did.
Is the backlash on the hockey team too?
Yeah, they're hilarious. Yeah.
Oh.
But they're like, and the girl, they're trying to pick... They're like, I think that one guy in the back like shook his head. We like it. So they're trying to do that a little.
Oh.
But to me, I'm like, I think it's
just on Trump, really. I mean, I didn't watch the video.
I don't think the guys were like, women suck. You know, I thought it was a courtesy laugh for like an old man making a dumb joke.
Like if an 82-year-old is like wanting you to laugh. I didn't even see it was sound. I read the like transcript on Instagram and I was kind of, that was more confusing about the backlash when you're just reading it.
Yeah. I mean,
rightfully so. People can be upset, but then some people are like so upset. You're like, well, it shouldn't ruin the whole thing. They both won gold.
Yeah, Americans are like, I should have been rooting for Canada.
And now it's all you hear is the drama, and that's the day and age we live in. It's very annoying. Now it's just the drama.
Yeah.
We were unified for about 2 minutes.
For like 10 minutes, everyone's like, everything's great. And there's just no way we can ever, that'll be everything forever. Mm-hmm. 10 minutes. And then somebody's like, wait. What did that guy up there say? What did he say?
Yeah, no, his dad's a pedophile, so it kind of ruins everything.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
But AI is the new sports.
Using Claude lately, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not bad.
You think it's gonna take over? What do you think?
I got a buddy who uses it. Do you use it a lot in your job? Is it?
You know, it's not really coming into my industry a lot yet. You know, I think a lot of the opinion is, you know, I think it's I'm gonna lose my job.
Gemini 4.22, I think it was. Pretty good image.
I talked to ChatGPT. It told me tomatoes are blue. So I find it hard to believe it's going to kill my family. And these are the conversations. And you're like, what are we doing? None of us here know.
We don't know.
Anything. What do you think of AI, Katie? Have you heard of, what is AI stand for? Please, God.
Artificial intelligence.
How good would that have been?
Oh, that would have been great.
That would have been a beautiful thing.
Autism something. Autism something.
I quite honestly have zero opinions. Quite honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, I'll tell you one thing AI can never do, be a mom.
That's true. Everyone clap.
USA.
I do see a ton of those videos online. Like, they say AI is going to take over our jobs when? And it's just like a mom.
Oh, you know? Like a montage of like burping and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the problem is, though, you don't get paid for that. So
AI wouldn't want that job.
Mm. Yeah.
That actually brings me to my correct opinion, actually.
Okay, great.
I think that we should.
Yeah, AI can't take this job, just the worst job possible. It's the hardest and makes zero money. Can't take our job, AI.
Wait, have you guys seen this?
Yeah, I'm gonna go be a senior level programmer. It's way easier.
And we'll make millions of dollars, so go off, mom.
Okay, before I do my correct opinion, there's another trend that's going around it took me a second to. I think I had to see three or four of them before I was like, oh. Whereas they say, like, they're, like, doing their job in the background, and it says, like, I make what you make in a Hold on. No. Hold on.
Bless her heart.
No.
Yeah, AI, try to beat that. Try to beat that, AI.
I make in a year what you make in a month. And it's like someone doing baking or whatever job that, and I feel like I saw it and I was like, it was one of those where I'm like,
why is his mom bragging about her career? And then you realize like, oh, she's saying.
Yes, it took me three or four of those to be like, well, I keep seeing the same thing. And then I'm like, oh, they're saying they make no money.
Yeah.
That took me a minute. But my correct opinion is, speaking of,
we should do a new segment where Katie visually describes memes.
She tries to remember a video she saw 4 days ago.
I mean, clearly I have like a visual memory because I really have to recollect and picture.
Everyone turn the lights off. Let's figure out this TikTok I saw.
Everyone just be quiet for a few minutes.
We turn the lights on. Podcast, yeah. Turn the lights on. Her nose is bleeding. She's like 11 from Stranger Things. I found it. It was a woman baking in her kitchen. I mean, green backsplash.
It's so, I do feel like so these days, it's like there is a process where it's like going back there trying to find stuff.
You're navigating.
Which is what I had to do to remember this correct opinion. But I think that we need to start making, my correct opinion is we need to make nursing presents a thing. Push presents are already a thing, but I do think there should be like
breastfeeding. I see. I wasn't
like
upon the nurse. I was like, what?
Oh, sorry.
Like graduation or like just
like
along the way.
You calculate how much money you saved on formula.
Okay.
And the mom can do whatever she wants with that money.
Oh, I fear this is a good idea.
Yeah, that's, you know, like,
dang it, dude.
Those blood drives where when someone donates or gives blood, they like color in red Sharpie to fill up the thermometer.
Yes.
We should do that.
Yes.
With a giant, you know what?
Yes.
Yep. And a giant, you know what?
But it's kind of like, you're kind of like erasing because it's like, it's getting, you know,
it's just empty. A giant, you know what? A pair of them. And I'm like, and she's like, you saved $4,000. I'm like, well, the giant pair cost me $3,500. So $500 heading to your account, our account.
Because I'm not saying, I mean, some people is like, well, I would rather just like save that money. That's great if that's what you want to do. Some people want to buy something with it.
What would you
whatever.
Like to do?
Ooh, yeah.
I really need to calculate. I've seen some things where it's about $3,000 if you do it for a
year.
Derek,
would you please AI 2 full years of nursing formula cost? You know, figure that out.
And then high yield savings account, because I think that's what Katie wants to spend it on.
Eva was like doing headstands on it. You were like 16 months with Eva. How far was it?
She was like 13 months. Okay.
That was the joke starting to make. It's funny. It is. Once you get the flow, it's much easier. I'm speaking for you.
Mm-hmm.
But with Thomas, he was like he started walking like 10-ish months. And so 11 months, he would legit like, I'd walk in the living room and he'd be like,
trying to stand.
He'd be like standing with like one leg on the wall and like attached to her. We gotta stop.
Like, waitress.
Yeah.
I know we talked about this. It's the best ever. How it's so innate. Like being a boy and being funny, he would like get still, and that's how she knew he was, and he'd like bite her, and then he'd laugh. It was 9 months old. And so I just watch him. He'd be doing it, and she could tell he's about to do it. And she'd be like, Thomas! And he'd just, and he'd start dying laughing. And that's why, that was the main reason he had to stop.
Gosh. Yeah, that was.
Because he was like playing a game where
he thought it was funny.
Hurting her. Oh,
jeez.
Humans, man. Do you find it?
Yeah. So this does take into account like the cost of breast pump and everything like that.
Good.
So it's not all profit.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, depreciation of those things and stuff
of
like
course.
That. But I mean, it's a wide range. It says $1,000 to $4,500, most likely $3,000.
So. Like for the full 2 years.
Yeah.
That's $3,000 for 2 years
yeah.
or 1 year.
It says 2 years with the cost of like pump, the pump and everything like that. So I don't.
We'll give you 2K per 4K. Does that sound nice?
Yeah. Per what?
2K per year of
no per year.
I think per.
Per.
I think per. So
eight.
Eight.
Wow. Well, it's funny because Kay really doesn't spend, and you deserve. You got the
Speaking
ring.
Of,
Holy crap!
I was gonna bring this up. I have the ring. That
praise the Lord.
Wow.
She came home with this big smile. She got it. All right. There it is.
Wow.
So this is beautiful. Thomas, Eva.
Does it fit?
It fits.
It's beautiful. And then I guess the third, we got to go through that torture to get the third.
Still working out. I've decided, though, since we're not really sure how many kids we're going to have, I'm going to wait until we fully decide. Anyways, but I...
That's a good correct opinion.
Yeah, really, I think is. I'm going to get some support for that. Because, yeah, I'm not saying...
So what do you got? Seriously, okay, let's say you have, we'll call it $4,000 to spend. Mm-hmm. Because you did save us all that money. Mm-hmm. What would you do?
Come on, golf simulator. You know what? I don't.
Something that I don't think ChatGPT took into consideration.
Sunroof
is the time. That's something that is not taken into consideration in that.
Are you trying to renegotiate? We're just giving you $4,000.
$4,000.
I am trying to renegotiate.
No, you're spending time sticking the bottle's mouth or on your.
ChatGPT said $3,000. We upped it to $4,000.
Yeah,
and you want more?
You're still spending the time.
You sound just like Thomas.
Isn't that time that also the husband has to take over things too? There's a dollar amount.
Opportunity cost.
Yeah.
Husband wasn't working.
Okay, so just answer $4,000.
You're not negotiating.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I've given you your props on your idea. I just said $4,000. What are you going to do?
I think...
negotiated for time spent.
I think that... I'm going to get a purse.
Okay, she has
one.
Like some fancy
probably,
one.
Yeah.
One.
Maybe two.
Wow.
Anyone who's been listening has just, I've been discussing purses for quite some time and I still don't have one. So, yeah, I think it's time.
Well, yeah, because you've sent me links to $3,000 or $4,000 ones. I'm not going to buy you that.
Oh.
I guess we need some kind of special occasion, but
yeah.
You've made a good point here. You've saved us the
once
money.
Once the you-know-what gets all the way filled up.
Unfortunately, the flooding and all that. We're going to have to just use it for that. Ah. So the new water.
Liquid in, liquid out.
Now, listen, you can have your purse. You're going to have no hot water in the house. So water heater or purse, I'll let you decide.
Are you a watch girl? Sounds like purse is like your thing. Like if you could like ball out on something.
Yeah. I do feel like
recently.
Yeah,
would
recently,
you ever want a Rolex?
I don't know if Rolex specifically. I think I would
girls
something.
Like that?
Some do, but I think I would want a daintier one. Maybe like a Cartier.
They make dainty little Rolexes.
Yeah, but I could see myself maybe wanting one.
You know, sometime. It is right. Silly when
keep going.
I go because I like the watches, but I go back and forth constantly. I go, a nice cool watch, and you do. It's the whole. It's an investment thing.
Yeah,
which is funny because an investment means you sell the investment at one point.
Yeah,
I guess you could pass it down, right? But it is. Watches have been proven to hold their value. So it's like, well, why not? If you have $10,000 sitting there, why not have a cool watch? But then I get annoyed when I see a guy with a cool watch. I go, that piece of crap. And I go, well, I don't want to be the piece of crap.
Fair.
But then sometimes I see a cool watch, I go, that's a cool watch.
So
I just don't think I'll do it. Because I enjoy too much. It's priceless to me to judge a cool watch.
That's
and
worth
that
more.
Means more to me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yep. Than having to be like, well, I can't make fun of him because I got a cool watch.
I do think I don't think that happens in the girl world with like, first of all, I don't think girls are looking at watches that often. Like you have to really know. And I think girls don't really judge other girls like that too much. They're more like, oh, that's
they want
nice.
You guys all want the nice stuff.
Yeah.
You like it. Guys, we like to go around and be like, do you have this with your buddies? It definitely goes back and forth, but there's almost a pride as a man of like, we encourage each other to just look awful. Oh, look at the fancy guy got a $100 sweater on. Look at this.
Okay, short
okay,
shorts.
Okay, Mr. Rogers.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's almost like you're just bullied into like, I'll just wear the Carhartt jeans, man.
No, it's sweatpants. Fine. Yeah,
I'll just do that.
You know, I feel like I've learned enough about women to know. Well, I answered this kind of trivia question, right? I'm in Phoenix, whatever. I see this girl I know and she's like wearing this like, fun like sweatsuit, you know, and I make some comment about it. She's like, immediately, she's like, guess where I got it? And just the twinkle in her eye and the way she said it, I go, Walmart? She goes, how'd you know? I go, when girls are that excited about an outfit, it's like, it's the bottom.
Amazon dupe, it's a dupe.
Yeah.
That's real.
Guess where I got it? Walmart, $30. Oh, I said it. Mm-hmm. Oh, can you believe that?
Dang it.
That's fair.
How long
is this? Do we have time?
56.
Okay, we'll end with this. Permission to go viral again? We cool with that? Did this once. Try it again. These are, what do we call them?
I just got a email. Is it you trying to recover your account? Some guy in Germany.
Yes.
Should I say don't allow? You guys agree?
I don't know what.
You guys ever had that? Isn't that scary?
I had India like last week.
I don't like that.
And I made a whole post about.
Yeah,
no, like, don't allow.
Wake sign up in the morning stopped. And someone was trying to get in my bank at 4 a.m. I go, I hope it didn't work. I was asleep.
I guess that's all you do is just type my email and go, forgot password or something.
I reset mine once that happens.
Oh, great. Well, yeah. It told me your password wasn't used. You don't need to take any action. Oh. You don't believe them? Yeah.
Mine said you should reset your password. Like your password was used. So
scumbag in Germany. If it's one of you guys listening, cut it out.
Stop.
I hate that so much, dude. It doesn't worry me now because I got all the two-factor and stuff. You got to believe in that.
Yeah.
But early on when I was so paranoid and I was like, any time that happened to me, I mean, it would ruin my afternoon. I'd just sit there in a panic. Like they're going to get everything. They're going to hack into everything.
I mean, yeah. At that point in time before two-factor, if they could have got your Instagram, that would have sucked.
Do you guys, like, I'll get things in the mail like, oh, this company, sorry, we had an info leak. Your information was leaked out in this cybersecurity thing. Here's a free, recently, I never noticed this before. They were like, here's a free subscription to like a identity thing to like, you know. I'm like, how worried are we about this?
I don't know. When we were newlyweds, Katie was trying to get a passport with her name on it. And she logged on to like usapassports.net or something and just gave her social security.
It's really shocking that I did that. I feel like that's very unlike me.
And it was like, I was there with you.
We did it together.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it was a little more robust than that. But, you know, it's a little overrated. Nothing's ever happened to her. We just gave somebody her stuff. What's ever happened?
Not yet.
We did buy the there's like
if
products
anyone
that
uses
are like
my name or social security
what's
number,
it called? Identity. They steal your identity blocker insurance thing. We bought that, but nothing happened to her. So I don't know what was this. I think the scam was more that we paid $40
to get it. And maybe those companies are in with the identity theft companies. They're like, hey, our data leaked, but here's a subscription to our sister company.
Yeah. Antiviruses causing viruses on computers back in the day. I think there's.
Here we go. Here we go.
Well,
okay. But what are these things we're doing?
Oh, yeah. These are more master punchlines.
Okay.
So these are things, you know, you can use them in a variety of situations to get a good, you know, just a reaction
ready
out of people. So one is just a lot more where that came from. Best used after landing a good joke in a group of people.
Yes.
I'm dipping nuggets you've never heard of and sauce you can't pronounce.
No.
Woo!
That's just fun to say.
I'll be here all night.
I'll be here all night. That's good.
I have never heard that before.
Okay. These are more normal. Have this removed when bumping into anything. Just like, hey, can we strike this? No, thanks. I got to drive is my go-to when anyone offers me anything I don't want. No, thanks. I'm driving. This takes me back. Got to spend money to make money in situations where making money is in no way a possibility.
When anyone stumbles in any way, shape, or form. I remember my first beer.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And you haven't been drinking at all.
You want me to call it when someone's lost something that's not a cell phone? Pretty funny. Can you see my keys? You want me to call it?
I like that one.
I like that one. That one's good.
Yeah.
This one's similar. When offered water, what the heck? I'm not driving. That one usually performs well.
One's good. That one's an easy laugh for sure. She loves these.
That's what they called me in high school to literally anything.
I've used that a couple times. That's what they called her in high school. That's a great one.
By God, he's done it when someone completes a mundane task. And I've always said that after literally anything. Katie, how we doing?
I feel like these feel like a lot of people 60 plus are saying these.
Really?
No, you'd be surprised. You should work these in. These are good. Give us some more. Give us some more.
Rumor has it before saying anything.
This just spices up a little sentence here. If you're someone with no personality, you should memorize these.
Let's see. Some of these are ones we said the last time we talked about these.
Let me think. Katie, do you use any? That's. Yeah, what else? What's a good one?
When someone asks me to do anything, yeah, it's in the budget.
Fix it in post.
Yep.
The go-to of mine. I'll pray about it.
That's good.
When asked about anything at all, you know. You mind throwing that away for me? I'll pray about it.
Pray about it. Hey, do you have one? What are the ones you and the girls are always saying?
I don't think we talk like this.
What do you talk like?
Just normal. Yeah, we just cry to each other.
Yeah. You guys cry every time you get together?
No.
Does at least one girl cry every time you hang out?
No.
I don't believe
that. As long as we're out in public.
Yeah, if you all hang out in someone's house, does at least one girl cry every time?
Not every time. Probably bad pretty high. Oh, there we go. There's one. What did you say?
Batting pretty high?
Yeah.
It works. Yeah, something like that.
Is that what you say?
I like this one. When someone says any word with like similar letters, you go, that's actually a palindrome. That's just kind of a funny joke.
That's good.
No, baboon is not a palindrome.
Yeah.
You try turning it off and back on again to anything that just doesn't
work. Oh, that's good.
Ooh, that's good. I'll try anything twice.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers to that. Someone like says something profound, you say like you give credit to someone else. Like, yeah, I think Gandhi said that. That's one.
For you hear someone say something you definitely have never heard or anyone's ever said to you before, you said, if I had a nickel for every time.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I hear that.
A nickel every time I heard that.
Someone does something like really bad or whatever, you go, he's not getting into heaven.
Oh, that one's fun.
Oh, that's dark.
You know, it's not the theology we believe in, but I hear it. I hear it around the water cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a final one. I'll be here all night after a joke does land.
Be here all night.
All right, so hope that helped, Katie.
Okay, I'm going to memorize a few of these.
The parties, and we are going to keep this going. A new episode every week on our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/StrayKennedy. Thank you to the Super Recties. It's so fun to meet these folks on the road, and these just grown adults have to call themselves Super Recties. It's the best part of the whole thing. You overhear, I'll meet someone in public, you overhear a stranger, listen to this woman, be like, I'm a super recty.
And they're like, what did that woman ahead super of me say?
Like, think about that from afar.
Yeah.
You're like a stranger. I go up, hey, Jake, I'm a super recty. He goes, she's super what?
I'm like, there's some weird cult happening, is what I would
yeah.
think.
I say it's easy to join. You just go to patreon.com/StrayKennedy.
It is a cult, right?
Yeah, I guess you could. Yeah. Are you the main leader?
Yes. Yeah. You guys are all my subjects.
All right. Well,
yep.
Right. Thanks for that. Love you guys. Yeah, we're keep it rolling. Have a great week. See you on the road. Next up, big one, L.A. up to Seattle and then Salem, Oregon. Fun ones. Very fun ones. L.A., see a bunch of friends. Seattle, more theater. One of the best in the country. Unbelievable theater. And out to Salem. Treats us well out there. So, and then beyond that, the big, a very fun weekend. Boise, Salt Lake, Denver. Come on.
April? March.
Mid-March. Getting close to the special. Taping the special, man. Those shows are almost sold out. How are we looking, Derek?
Great.
Yep.
Yep.
Production. He's got a fancy like video wall. Dude, it's going to be sick.
Yeah. That's fun.
Sick.
Cool.
Camera's going. Bought a new camera for this, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Of course.
Like anything ever happens Derek helped me with. He's like, I bought all this stuff.
I got
it. It's just like an excuse to get cool toys.
1,000%.
I'm happy to help. All right. Love you guys. Have a great week. Peace.
Direct opinion.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.